Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night. Hadn't been with y'all in a couple weeks, but feeling better and doing better, so we're going to get on with the first show of the new year. It's going to be a big one. We have just about all the top teams from South Carolina, KCBS, SBN, SCBA, all going to be on the show now. They've already got two lines calling in right now. We got to get through with our sponsors with Butcher Barbecue, David Booth out there. Supplies Killer Bees with quality ingredients, quality products. Looking forward to using more of his products this year. Also want to thank Southern Q Smokers for their new smokers. They got me one building right now. Can't wait to get it. And for all those who want to know, is Southern Q Smokers is coming out with a backyard model. It's going to be awesome. We're in the testing stages of it right now. Have some real good feedback, so hopefully we'll be getting one out here pretty soon and demoing it and having fun with it. It's going to be an awesome, awesome smoker. Also, want to thank Greg McCauley down from Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills for sponsoring me. Phoenix Spring here in Augusta, he does all my T-shirts, logos, my wrap on my trailer and everything. Thanks, Joey. Also want to thank, if I forget anybody, don't take anything personal. I want to thank... who else left? Royal Oak, definitely 100% Royal Oak, 100% hardwood lump charcoal. You can get it in briquette form now. So if you haven't gotten any, get you some, try some. You're going to really, really love it. So we're going to get on with our show tonight. We've got several teams going to be doing classes, competitions. We'll talk awards. We'll talk products, the whole nine yards. I don't really know who's who on the computer right now, but I know we will have Brian Teague from Up in Smoke. Russ Cornett from Qology. We'll have Jeff Smith from Smoking Stacks, George King from Can't Quit Smoking. We'll have JT Handy. We'll have Mark Busby. We'll have, I think Brad K is one of these on the line from whatever, who's ever paying his way this week on. Just kidding, Brad. Gotta love them. Also, who else did we leave out? I know we left somebody else out, but it's just going to be a great, great show. Jack Wybar, Seth Latari, great pit masters. We're going to have a full show, so hopefully we can get on this with the on with this BS session and see what's going on out there in the world of South Carolina. And if I don't get to a caller right away, just stay on. We'll get to you. And we want everybody's input tonight from Carolina. And we may have 7 or 8 people on the line at one time. So we're looking forward to a really big show. And a lot of my buddies out there cooking. Hello, this is 984-1798. Who do we have?
You got Brian Teague with Up in Smoke. Jim, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Just kind of sitting in a holding pattern waiting on these cops to get started so we can get back into smoke and see what we can do.
Yeah, this is definitely the calm before the storm. I talked to Jeff Smith earlier, and he's itching to go. He's got a class coming up he's going to be talking about. And you contacted me a little while back, and you mentioned something to me about, I think last year, about it too, about doing a whole hog comp class and everything. And I'm going to get a little bio from Up in Smoke with Brian Teague. I know y'all were runner-up this year in the South Carolina State Barbecue Championship. And tell people a little bit about yourself. Let's talk about your classes, accomplishments. And I know I've had the pleasure of cooking with you a few times. And tough competitor. He can whip anybody's butt. So anyway, go ahead.
I appreciate it, Jim. Appreciate you having me on. Just a quick overview of Up in Smoke. We're a husband and wife team. The boss of the team is my wife, Sherry. She keeps me in line and tells me what to do. I sure will. I'm the pot and dishwasher. She's the brains of the action. So we've been competing for going on about, I think this will be our 5th year into competing now. We kind of started out slow. We started running pretty hard. We've been fortunate enough to be first runner-up in the South Carolina Barbecue Association 3 years in a row now. So getting ready to head back down to the State House on the 18th of this month to receive that award again. So that's looking forward to that. But we had a lot of talking, and we hooked up with another friend of the Barbecue Association, and we started a class a couple of years ago and had some success and had fun doing it. It kind of got in our blood as much as the competition to do. And the wife and I just decided that nobody out there other than Carolina Pitmasters was doing whole hog, so we wanted to kind of tweak it a little bit and make it a whole hog demo and add spare ribs and baby backs. We've got a lot of people asking about baby backs, so we wanted to add a section of baby backs this time. And the demo will be on the 26th in my hometown of McConnell's. You guys look it up on the map. It's out in the middle of God's country. It's out in the middle of the country. We got the running facility, plenty of room. I fit about 100 people in there, see if we get them packed in there. So looking for a fun-filled day. We're going to take a whole hog. We're going to go from what I'm looking for when I select one, trimming it, prepping it, injecting it, rubbing it, competition style, getting it on the cooker, and then by the magic of my cooker, 30 minutes later, we're going to lay out a cooked, complete, ready-to-go comp hog and go through it and pick out where I pulled my box from. And the wife and I will build you our competition box right on site. What I turn in on Saturday morning is what we will build for you. So hopefully that we try to pass along some of the hard knocks and mistakes we've made over the past 5 or 6 years and try to pass it along to the guys to, you know, it's kind of crazy. We're giving them our secrets to come out here and kick our butt, but, you know, that's the joy of it. I'll show you what I do, and if you can match it, come take it away from me. But that's pretty much it in a nutshell, and pretty easy to get in touch with. Just it's upinsmoke@comporium.net. Shoot me an email, and I'll get you all the information you need.
Now, what's the cost of the class?
The cost of the class, we tried to play with that just a little bit. We wanted to make it, you know, affordable. We wanted to make every team that the cost wouldn't knock somebody out of it. So what we're doing is we're doing $200 per person. Your spouse is free. And some people told me I'm crazy, but spouses are free. And if you don't want to bring your spouse, want to bring a team member or a family member, they are $100 a piece. So it's a very affordable class, awesome bang for the barbecue buck. So shoot me an email and we'll get you everything you need to get involved in. And it's coming up pretty quick. It's January the 26th. That is a Saturday all-day event.
That sounds like a really good deal because, like I said, most classes are $500. And, you know, people, you're getting three meets pretty much competition style.
Right.
You know, with the baby backs and the St. Louis and the hog and everything. And, you know,
right.
To be honest with you, I haven't ever cooked a whole hog, and I know it's an art to it. And I know several people, you know, that you cooked against, and, you know, it's not for the just to jump in and go for it. Some people can, but
right.
You got a big expense out on a whole hog. I mean, by the time you buy a whole hog, you can take this class and know exactly what you're doing, what you need,
exactly.
And the profiles you're looking for and all that. And
right.
And have a good time doing it because you're going to meet people at these classes. You're going to meet some seasoned professionals at this class.
Right, right, most definitely.
So, you know, Brian, he's tough and whole hog in South Carolina. I give him that. And to me, I may get bashed for this, but I think, and I tell this everywhere I go, I think South Carolina's got some of the best pork teams in the country, if not the world. Because if there's one state that knows pork, that is South Carolina. And I tell you, y'all do well everywhere y'all go. I mean, look at Jeff. I mean, he was second runner up in the state this past year. He goes out to Vegas and finishes fourth in pork out of all those teams out there. I mean, that just proves it right there, you know?
Right.
But, you know, like you said, though, when you take a class, you know, I took a class in my competition history, and, you know, they're going to give you flavor profiles, they're going to give you techniques, they give you all the tools you need, but you still have to cook it. And that's
right.
One of the toughest part is hitting your marks when you cook it. And I'm sure you're going to go that and, you know, the do's and don'ts of it and everything. And,
right.
Like I said, Brian's a great competitor. I have no bad words to say about Brian, at least not on the air. But but now we have some my first South Carolina Barbecue Association. I was right next to him over there at Holly Tract over there. So
right.
And you know he was giving me pointers there because I'd never cooked in South Carolina. You know I was used to garnish and you know he gave me a few pointers. And that's the thing about a lot of the competition cooks too is when you go out to these things they see a newbie. Sometimes they take one under the wing or, you know, something like that. Give them some pointers. Get them heading in the right direction because, you know, everybody had gotten some info for somebody else.
Right. But then, and you know, that's what I keep reiterating to all the cook teams that I run across in schools or at competitions. You know, just listen. Ask questions. I mean, you know, my wife accuses me of telling too much. I mean, if you ask me a question, I'll give you an answer. I'm not going to BS you. I'll tell you what I do and what I want to put in it. And, you know, like I said, it's a fun sport, and you meet a lot of great folks, and, you know, you look up and find some good sponsors. It's like, you know, Royal Oak sponsors you. They're one of my sponsors as well. Some awesome products. That's all I burn in my cookers is Royal Oak and Hickory Wood. So it's just an awesome group of folks to get involved with and hang with. And you wouldn't believe some of the people that you meet doing this. I mean, I've met doctors and lawyers and you name it. We've run across a great group of people doing this, and it's just become a lifestyle.
It really is. And, I mean, people don't, you know, it's what me and my wife sit around here. I know y'all are the same thing. I got a little more minor details in my trailer. I put back doors on it and all that stuff over the winter. And but it's one of the things, like, you know, we're bored out of our minds on weekends, and she's like, well, what are you doing on weekends? I said, we're usually gone. I mean, you get 31 competitions, you're usually gone.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, as long as you can space them out, you know, which we did pretty good this year. This next year I'll have 7 or 8 in a row, which is going to be a tough stretch. But, but, you know, then I get a month off or so we can kind of recoup and get our mind back and hit the next half of the season. So, but, you know, barbecuing ain't all we do. There's very few cooks that can do it full-time. You're not going to win a lot of money doing it. But the thing is that we try to stress, even on Barbecue Superstars, even with a lot of teams I have on there, and everybody agrees, you know, barbecue is like one big family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no matter where I go. You know, I've cooked in Florida Barbecue Association, KCBS, SBN, and SCBA. And all those four bodies, I've never really met a stranger.
Right.
You know, I've met a lot of new people, a lot of top teams. You look at Rub Bagby and Willie Bully from, FBA, Dana Hillis and all them. I mean, they're great people. And you
right.
come over to South Carolina, you got you and George King and Jeff Smith, who's on the other line holding right now, too. You got Brad Taylor still holding on line, which I promise I'd get to you in a second. I just wanted to give you, I told you I'd give you your run on the show and promote your
good.
Show. And that's what Barbecue Superstars is all about, is, promoting barbecue, getting back to the community and all that. And, that's, like I said, it's just one big happy family. And we're just glad we're part of it. And, you get friends from different states and stuff. And, kind of hang around, do a potluck dinner or whatever, or sit back, drink a couple cold ones around the fire or something, and just have a good time. It's a friendly
right.
competition. And,
right.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, you're totally right. We did 24 competitions last year, and I think the year before we did 22. And, you're looking at 46 competitions in a two-year time span. We parked beside you. We parked. There were strangers when we backed in, but by the time we left, we knew each other's name, each other's cook team name, where we were from. And, I've borrowed rubs and seasonings and sauces and tinfoil, and I've lent tinfoil and pans and knives or whatever. So it's one large family. I guess that's what gets in your blood, I guess, or at least it does mine.
It does. Like I said, it's just getting out and meeting new people, and that's probably three-quarters of the reason why we do it. If we didn't like the people we're cooking against stuff, we probably wouldn't be into it like we are.
That's true. That's very true.
I would say I'm obsessed with it, but I just call it a love, labor of love.
Yeah.
But I'm going to plug these other two in real quick.
We got
Brad K. from Lang Smokers /Largetown.net/ Too Bad You're My Cousin / Mr. Sparky. I don't know what other / it is. And then we got Jeff Smith from Smoking Stacks, who was the second runner-up in South Carolina. I think I'll pull both of you two on at the same time. And me and Jeff were talking earlier, and he'll back me up. Was, I told him who I were going to have on the show tonight, with Jack Wybor and Russ Cornett and Seth Latari and JT Handy and Brad Kay and Brian Teague and George King and Jeff Smith. And all these guys, the best of the best in Carolina, by far. What if y'all got a team up and went out to Memphis in May and kicked some Memphis ass? One team, Carolina. What y'all think about that?
Kicking some Wayne? I don't know about it. Let's don't go that far, Brad. we got to have at least one backwoods in the crowd. Yeah. Hey, we competed this weekend in Fort Pierce with Forrest Dillmore right beside us, and he had his backwoods and his laying in there in his trailer, and he won grand this weekend, and he's always a good cook, but he uses that backwood and that laying together, and they work really well.
If you them two together, that can't be beat. You put somebody on who knows what they're doing, that combination of cookers can't be beat.
No, because I know Jeff
cooked
on backwood.
So.
Well, Brad's a Lang guy, and I know we got two other backwoods on here with Brad, beating him up a little bit, I guess. But my backwoods are really good smokers, there's no doubt about it. I've had the pleasure of eating some ribs off one not too long ago, and they were really, really good. So I get, that's the only thing I've really seen other than pork butt. I get my butt kicked by these guys in South Carolina, but just to have the two bone I got, it was really good moisture and stuff in the ribs.
Yeah, they do a good job at that. I mean, they keep everything good and moist. I mean, plus, I think that I can taste a piece of barbecue that's like Brad cooks on his laying, and then taste one that Brian cooks on his backwoods, and I think I can pick out the backwoods taste out of it. I really think I can.
Well, Brad, chime in, buddy.
they're all taste different. We run our lanes really clean. As far as clean burning, you'll see a lot of smoke coming out of ours, and we cook hot and fast also, so. You know, just
yeah.
Well, we're all good cooks, and we all get out every weekend and compete and together, and you know, it's just the luck of whose table we hit that day. You know, hopefully there's not a bunch of barbecue cooks in there judging. And you know, it's just wherever the judges like it, they get lucky, and you know, there's a lot of good cookers out there. I like doing the, you know, Lane, of course, is our sponsor, but, you know, I won a few grand champions at big contests on them, and it's just, I don't know, I'm young and dumb maybe, but it's like a little sense of pride or something, using a stick burner without no, without any electronics or anything, and I know you can run the backwoods also that way. You don't see a whole lot of guys doing that, but, I like my old stick burner using the hickory and pecan wood. I'm going to stick with it for a long time.
Well, it's working for you. I mean, you don't have any reason to change.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's working for you.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the cook controlling the cooker.
That's right.
You know,
so who uses the pecan? Brad, who uses the pecan wood?
I can hear you, sir. What?
I said, who uses pecan wood?
I use Jim Burke's Goodwood. I do. I use hickory and pecan wood from Green Zone Landscaping. I've been using it for at least a year now. It's really good stuff.
Now we try to
supply
plenty, Brad.
Plenty of it there too.
We got mountains of it now.
Yeah.
We try to supply Brad and a few other teams with they come over and buy some pecan and hickory. And I got some really good red oak over there, too. So we got quite a few teams that come up there now and get the wood from us, and, you know, that's a plus. But, you know, Brad knows he can just pull in and get what he needs and, you know, and go on to his competition and stuff. And Brad's been doing really good in FBAs. He did win his first KCBS Grand last year, and, you know, he was stoked about it. And, you know, he's getting his FBA on now, and, you know, if somebody get my house down in Florida, I have a feeling he'd move down there and stay down there. But Brad's a really good cook. He does cook on Lang. I will give him that. And, you know, there's several good cooks that cook on Langs and stuff. And, you know, sometimes I cook one or two meats on them or whatever. But you know, backwoods are really good. There's nothing against backwoods. I cook on a gravity fed. So, I mean, there's several different avenues you can go. You know, just whatever floats your boat. But I'm going to tell you, those new Southern Q smokers, the small ones that are coming out, you can cook them with or without a water pan. I'm itching to get my hands on one this next week from my sponsor, and I'm going to be doing some serious practice cooks on it. So this is going to be, I'm about half the size of my offset smoker, so it's probably going to be, you know, I'm guessing about 2 feet wide by about 2.5 feet deep and about maybe 3.5 feet tall. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be for the people who want to get in the backyard, people that don't want to come out a whole lot of pocket on a good smoker, and, you know, get them to get the taste so they can kind of come on in and jump in the water because, you know, there's plenty of room in the pool.
Yeah, I don't even have a cooker right now, Jim. I sold my backwoods off the back of the trailer Saturday. We got low on stock. We had a guy come down from Atlanta, wanted a fat boy. We had one in the building that was brand new, and then we had the one on the back of my trailer that I used last year. He bought the used one, so I'm waiting on my
mojo.
I got a tie.
It had mojo in it.
It did. I mean, I've won a lot of money with that cooker this year, a lot of championships with it, but we were going to change anyway this year coming to the new G2 party that they come out with.
Right.
I got one of those on order. I was just waiting on it to get powder coated. Backwoods is going to start powder coating all their cookers, and that held it up a little bit. So it'll be powder coated and everything. I should get it the first part of next month. Be just in time to get it cured up and get back on the barbecue trail.
Well, the weekend before I took my last FCN last year in Charleston, I sold my TNT off the back of my trailer to Mike from Palmetto Smokehouse.
Yep.
He needed one in a bad kind of way, and I got him mine, and I had one that I'd gotten earlier that I actually bought, and it was a little, you know, it was like the last year's model, but I went down there and took first and fourth and first and
ribs and one grand champion down there. So, you know, when you get these smokers that you like and you use to cook and all them, I mean, it's really not, one's not going to make that big of a difference over another one, in my opinion.
That's right. I mean, you know, we took a brand new G2 out to Las Vegas, and, you know, we done well out there on it. And the boys from Cereal Grillers up in Virginia, they bought it out in Las Vegas. We didn't even bring that cooker back.
Mark,
I think y'all need to clean your cookers more often. Whenever y'all cooking on a good clean cooker, you do.
Well, that's saying something. Mark and Moses, they cook on a Jambo. So
that's right. They had a Jambo up there, and you know, he come over there and he looked at that G2 a couple times and wanted to know if we would sell it. And you know, naturally, it was for sale. And you know, he come back the second time. I told Larry, I said, he comes back next time, he'll buy that cooker. And then when his wife come looked at it, I said, oh, yep, it's sold, it's gone. And sure enough, they bought it. We took it over there, loaded it on their trailer when we got ready to leave.
He's got plenty of money. He's number one in pork this year in KCS. So.
Yeah.
Mark's a guy. We've had the pleasure of cooking with him several times, and we just met him really this year and had a really good time. Jeff, you've got a school coming up or a class coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna teach the pork section for the Carolina Outdoor Cooking this year. That's gonna be on February 16th in the exhibition kitchen at the State Farmers Market. Like I said, that's February 16th from 8 to 4, and we're gonna cook. I'm gonna do the pork butt section, and JT Handy from JT's Barbecue is gonna do the ribs and the brisket, and Garland Hudgens from Big GQ is going to teach the chicken section of it. And, you know, we go from meat selection to the prep to the seasoning, cooking, all the way to building a box. You know, we'll deal with the raw butts in there that day, but I'll be cooked the regular butts. I'll cook them the night before, so we'll get to do with a finished product also, right down to building the box. I went to this class in February of last year, and up until that point, I had never won a sanctioned event. And our next event out after that class, we won grand. And been on a roll ever since.
You know, it's like Brian's class coming up, and, you know, Jack and them, the Carolina Pitmaster School coming up. I mean, that just shows you the jump start you get in your barbecue career when you step back and take a class from somebody reputable and, you know, learn what they're doing. If they're willing to learn what they're doing and, you know, jump in. And I'm going to tell you what, it's going to save you a lot of money going ahead and doing that and keeping really good notes and times and techniques and all that stuff, because you really – cut the learning curve in half, easy.
Yep. The cost of those classes way outweigh that learning curve of trial and error.
Well, we discussed earlier, you look at Gene from Backwoods. You know, he cooked with Brad, you know, several times. You know, he picked up a lot of stuff from Brad, and he goes over there and, you know, starts whipping y'all's butt in a couple of these competitions and throwing a monkey wrench into y'all's season. And
he done a good job of that. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
But, you
I
know,
told him if I ever get my hands on that black hat he wears, he won't never see it again.
You thank Brad for that, because
Brad, that's your hat, ain't it? That black cowboy hat, don't that belong to you?
No, we were on a road trip. That was actually Gene's. Gene purchased the hat. I think I was the first one to wear it. So we were cleaning the laying out in Vegas somewhere, or Nevada or Arizona or something, and at a car wash. And there's also a cowboy hat store right beside it. They had a car wash in the back. Gene went in there, and we picked out the hat, and that's where the hat came from. It was in Arizona somewhere.
Well, I don't know if y'all seen the pictures of the last contest that we done in Conway, from where the guy from Jackleg wore the sombrero to the awards ceremony, and he said he was Minnie Jean. So
that was
that was That was a blast. We got a picture somewhere of me and Brian and Jack Leg with that hat on standing together down there. But he said he was Minnie Jean and he was gonna wear that sombrero.
So basically, it was just a picture of Jack Legs, right?
Pretty much.
I think I did post something on there that nothing good is gonna come out of this group.
That's right. Yeah, you posted that. I seen that posted on there. Yep.
I was like, this can't be
good.
It looked like the Jesse James gang down there. You know, y'all hot and sweaty out there to cook and halfway out and everything else. And everybody looked really chipped in that video, in that picture, I mean. So it was
We'd have had a few rifles or handguns in our hand. That's what it'd been like, old Western movie.
There you go.
And the ball of tequila.
The bullets gone across. You know, that'd look cool.
That's right.
But, you know, nobody ever said barbecues are pretty, so, you know, we've already established that. We have these little throwdowns down at Fireside Outdoor Kitchen and Grills, and Brad and Gary Lanton from Holy Smokes, they wanted to take it a step further, so they hijacked my post one night, and I was just sitting there looking at them to see how far they'd take this thing. So, but Brad, Ray said he's all in. If y'all want to set some things up, I told him, I said, I ain't setting nothing up. You let these two guys do all that. Brad won the rib throwdown down there. Gary was third, I was second, and Chris Multicogos was fourth. It was just a fun type thing. We let Brad's favorite judges judge the newbies, and actually it's just customers in there that judge ribs. And I think Brad went on and grabbed a stack of them and voted for himself, but it hasn't been proven yet. We're still looking for a video surveillance on that. But but anyway, they were talking about doing chicken one time, ribs one time, pork, and then brisket and stuff, so.
I seen something in one of them posts that somebody was about to wear a lampshade on the head or something, whoever lost.
Well, the one thing was Gary won a belt, a championship belt-like thing at one of his GBA contests, and he was talking about using that, and Brad said, will it fit me? And I put on it, wouldn't fit around your big-ass head. And he comes back and says, I've got a haircut, and David Woolley from FDA comes back and says, what hair? It kept going and going and going, so we had a good time with that. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, we may be posting something next month or two. We might have another little throwdown down there. And, you know, any team that's close to Augusta, if they want to jump in it, it's all for fun. And, you know, more teams marry, we can swap out teams. It's just, you know, we do like a little technique class to go along with it. We don't get too involved in flavor profiles and stuff. But, you know, we kind of tell them what we did, how to cook it and stuff. And, you know, and the customers down there just love it. And, you know, for those of you who have products to sell, that'd be a really good thing to do because you say, well, this is what I use in my product, and they can actually taste the product on the meat. And you'd be surprised how some of that stuff will fly off the shelves when, if they like something, it will fly off the shelves. You can ask Brad about his smoking coals. They can't keep it in stock because of, you know, he pushes it down there.
Yeah,
and
smoking coals is one of my sponsors, too. And I've been over there one night when y'all done some of that stuff with smoking coals.
And he can't really keep it on the shelf. I've got three more guys on hold right now. Y'all hang on because it's going to be getting good here in a minute. I don't know who they are. I'm going to click them on, and we'll get started on this round table.
All right.
This number is 796-7460. Who do we have?
Hey, that would be Mark Busby with Smoking Coals. That was the perfect timing to turn it on, huh?
Boy, that's the ears burning. And hang on, I got one more. 743-5082. Who do we have?
We got Russ Cornett with QRG, the creator of Smoking Coals.
Now we're hitting on the head.
There you go. Perfect.
How y'all
doing,
guys?
Doing great.
Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Russ, how's things down your way?
Enjoying the off season. Get ready to open up the competition schedule here in the next couple months.
Deal.
So, you talked to Matt and Brian about y'all's schedule yet, Russ?
Say again, Jim, what did you say?
Have you started planning y'all's schedule out yet?
Yeah, our schedule is going to be pretty much like it was last year. We're going to add, I think we're going to try to add Waynesboro to it. We're going to start out with, I think, the event in Columbia, March event at the Farmers Market, Lodge here in Somerville, the Flame Fest, Rocky for Baseball event here in Somerville, and probably head down to Waynesboro, then head over to Evans for the Banjo-Bacue after that, and after that, who knows what's going to happen. We're also in the Sam's Club Series here in North Charleston in June.
Well, Keith, just for heads up, my buddy, the one in Waynesboro fills up pretty quick. So if you're going to do it, get on there pretty quick. That'd be one of the first.
Yes. It
is an awesome event as far as, you know, the whole venue and everything, how the reps take care of the cookers and everything, Amy and Nan. I mean, they just do, the organizers, an unbelievable job.
Yeah, they probably look out for you more there than anywhere.
And yeah,
those cookies, they really take care of you there in Waynesboro.
And I mean,
it is things about that event. I love strawberries, so it's a good event for me to go to if we can make it out there this year.
I mean, just the whole venue. You almost rolled out the red carpet as soon as you get there. And the whole community comes out and supports this thing. It's awesome. And I'm just glad it's only 30 miles from my house. But still, I travel, you know, 3.5 hours to go do this one every year. I mean, it is that good. They take care of the cookers that well. And it's just a really, really good event. It's very well run. The girls are always happy to see y'all there. And, I mean, it's a really good event. And if that's one that we do, that's one we'll do every year, you know. Sometimes they ain't all about prize money, but that's a very well-run event.
That's not a bad purse down there. It's a nice little purse.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like I said, you won't be disappointed. I know Jeff cooked it this year. Is this your first time in it, Jeff, or your second?
Yeah, last year was the first time cooking in it, and I was impressed by the way that the cookers were treated there, you know, the facilities that they had for you there, the hospitality that those folks roll out for the cook teams that come into that town it was unbelievable. And that's probably the best we were treated, you know, anywhere we went. I mean, anything you asked for, they had it. They got it there to you. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better place or better people.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And that's definitely one, you know, if I had to pick one event, one KCBS event that I was definitely going to do every year, that would be it.
Yes, I'd have to agree with him on that. It's just a really well-run event. So, Brian, for some of you that want to do a KCBS event that ain't too far from the house, you know, that's another one you can look at, too. So,
I've actually marked that one down on the calendar to try to jump in there. I've got some stuff on the desk that I was doing tonight and tomorrow to try to get into that one. Of course, we're going to run back down to North Charleston. You aged me out of that sixth spot down in North Charleston last year just by the little bit of skin of your teeth. So I want to rematch on that one, see if I can't get in the top six.
Oh, come on, man. It's probably like 2 points. I mean, geez.
No.
It looks like that book was going to Nashville this year, so they won't be there.
That's what we've been doing for about the last 2 weeks is laying our schedule out and doing some SCBAs and some KCBSs and I think we're looking all the way up into June already. So you're jumping on us fast.
I tell you what, I've already got all mine all the way up to November.
Wow.
And Jan goes, are we going to cut back? I said, yeah. She goes, how many are we doing this year? I said, well, we did 30 last year. We're doing 32 this year.
Yeah, that ain't much of a cutback there.
She says, you cut back the wrong way. Well, you know, it goes,
you know,
well, going yet? I am cutting. I'm probably cutting Dillard and Franklin out, but there's another one in Athens and one somewhere else. And I thought I'd just fill that spot up. So, you know, it is what it is.
We cooked 22 events last year, and it felt like I had two full time jobs. You know, my regular job and the barbecue job.
Yeah, mine's almost three, but
yeah,
it's a really good thing. Now, Mark, let's talk about your sauce. You just won some awards with that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we just won the best of the best national competition. Sauce went 10th, 8th, 1st, and a 6th in the overall grand champion. So we got a bell just last Friday, as a matter of fact, from Douglas, Georgia. So we're pretty excited about that. That was a good way to end December. So.
Well, that's good, because like I said, I don't know if you were on here earlier when I was telling everybody about how well South Carolina teams cook and cook pork and do well. And, I mean, it has to do with products like that, too, that's really available to them most of the time, right, Brad? And
yes, sir. Yeah, they won a lot of chicken awards all the way from Kentucky to the southern tip of Florida and all everywhere in between. We put it on our chicken, and we haven't been out top 10 in a long time in chicken at a lot of big contests. I think I've had two in the last 16 contests. We was out of the top 10. I know Cleveland, Georgia, we wasn't. And there was one other one. But if you want to pick up your chicken score, put some smoking coals on it.
And that's
shit with a little apple juice and put it back on the grill, and it shines up beautiful.
And that says a lot, because, you know, you're talking three or four different sanctioning bodies now with the FBA, you know, KCBS, South Carolina, I'm sure they're using an SBN, and, you know, that it's readily used, and, you know, you compete with it and you win with it. I mean, it places in every competition. That says a lot about the barbecue sauce, especially after the best of the best.
Jim, I've been cooking
straight
up for 12 years. They didn't tell me yet.
Do what?
I've been cooking that for 12 years and they didn't tell me yet.
I couldn't hear you. I don't know if anybody else can. I don't know if it's my phone or what.
No, it's me talking. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Buzz. Was that you?
I said, I've been cooking with smoking coals for 12 years. Well, came on the market. It ain't sell me yet.
I mean, it's true. I mean, it's a really good sauce. Brad actually turned me on to it down at Fireside one time. I've been doing a little, I'm not one of the big boys yet, but I've been doing a little practice cooking in my backyard last few weeks. And having the sandwich shop helped me a lot. I use Jan's customers as guinea pigs, and been coming out with some really good formulas and stuff, and I've been working pretty diligently with David Buska to have on the next week, along with Troy Black, the founder of the Sam's Club series, for any of y'all to know. They're going to be my guests next week, and Troy, of course, is Troy, but David's going to come on with some new announcements, I'll put it that way, that he's been working on. And hopefully by middle of February, he'll have a really big announcement. But we're kind of working back and forth on this stuff, and hopefully he's going to get some feedback from me. And he's working on a couple of really, really good ideas. It's going to change a category in competition, I guarantee you. That's all I'm going to say.
Can't wait to hear it.
So, you know, you have to listen in next week. I don't know if he'll let the cat out of the bag. I'm not really saying if he wants to, that's fine. But I know he'll probably let that cat out of the bag, but we'll have a grand thing on the show in February on the release date and everything of what he's going to have out on the market. It's going to be awesome. That's all I can say. I'm getting excited about it. So, and I don't get excited about it too much. But anyway, what's going on, Mark?
Hey, Jim, I got one thing I got to run out. I have an appointment. I want to bring something to everybody's attention that's out listening, not trying to steal any of your listeners and all. But Tim Handy and I do Barbecue Shop Talk on Barbecue Superstars on Thursday night at 7. And we do a half-hour barbecue show there. We started last week doing some stuff for social media. We're doing an experiment over 6 months. And we have a specialist here in Columbia with Graysale. She came on last week, offered a few tips, and she's going to do that on a monthly basis. It would be great for cook teams, anybody with anything to really sell, and you want to expand your reach, as they call it, or exposure, in just to the media in large. I can tell you, last week, in 1 week's time, just a few people here in Columbia kind of got on board with Twitter and Facebook. We had a 2,500% increase in our reach in 1 week. Through the radio show and through Smoking Coals. And we've shipped stuff out from all the way to the Northeast, all the way out to Texas this week from that. Got two new stores in Florida. It took off really well. We're going to do this every month. It's the second Thursday of every month. Jennifer will be on. And we're going to end it up in April 4th. Brad, myself, and Tim Handy's coming up, and we're going to do a little business lunch promoted strictly through social media, Twitter and Facebook here in Columbia. We're going to have be selling barbecue plates out there and have a little rib throwdown between the three of us and a couple celebrity judges on it. Should be really exciting. The last time she did something similar to this, just through Twitter alone in Columbia, business lunch now, downtown Columbia, brought in 300 people. And it was never mentioned radio, TV, newspaper, or anything. So,
well, it's just about the social media now. It's the way to go these days. And, you know, we look at our radio show ratings every week. And, you know, they have consistently, literally ever since July or August, getting some really good hosts from barbecue superstars such as yourself and everything. You look at how many people are listening in every month, and I mean, it's a 50% increase from one month to the next. Because
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, barbecue superstars, where it's at, when you want to pick up any tidbit, if you listen throughout the week, I hate to say it, but sometimes you won't have to take a class. I mean, you got so many people giving you so much information that if you use it in the right areas, I mean, you're going to up your game big time. So, you know, it's you know, my show with David Busca back in July is the number one barbecue superstar show ever. It's still archiving 400 to 500 listens a month because of what he said on there. I don't tell everybody what he says; they can go back and archive and look. But it is really, even some of these teams like Holy Smokes has taken a couple pointers from it and stuff. And it's really helped their game just a little bit, tidbits that he offered. And if you want to know how to cook a brisket, even for you guys here, go back and listen to that show. You'll pick up a lot of information from there. So, you know. And by the way, I am a butcher barbecue dealer. So if anybody wants it at these competitions, I will have it at these competitions, injections and rubs. So I can save you a little money there. So if anybody wants it, I'm going to plug mine in too.
There you go.
That's right. Go ahead and get it off.
That's it.
Hey, Jim, thanks for allowing us a little bit of time. I have got to run, but it's been a blast, and we'll talk to you later, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Good night. Bye.
Okay, so, Russ, what you got coming up besides competition? I've got two more. I don't know if one of these is Jack. I know y'all have the Carolina Pitmaster School coming up.
Yeah, that's coming up March 8th and 9th here in Somerville.
Okay, I want to plug these two in. They've been holding for a little while, so hang on a minute. I've got a 735-9593. Who do we have?
Yeah, that's Seth for Smoked Somewhere Swine.
Seth Watari. Hang on,
yes,
we got
sir.
One more. 718-7964. Who do we have?
George King, we can't quit smoking.
Uh-oh, got another South Carolina team on here. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Maybe
that's
just
your daddy.
Go
hey, George, how you doing? Congratulations on your new baby there.
Thank you, man. She's
yeah,
doing
did,
good.
I've been seeing some posts on there that you could she could get away with wearing, what, tube socks outside or something? Isn't that what it was about?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. Helen don't want me to dress the baby no more.
Well, in a way, that's good, right?
Yeah.
See, you must
I just
got to
get out of changing diapers.
Yeah, that's it. Put them on her head. You get out of that in no time. So, George, you were the reigning, I guess, last 2 years at least that I know of, South Carolina Barbecue Association state champion. And I think you'll see Brian Teague. Jeff, you going to be up on the podium also?
Yeah, I'm going to. I was in the third place position.
So we've got all three teams from South Carolina Barbecue Association, top three here on the show tonight, which is great. And, you know, I know they're looking forward to a new competition. They've got a new format for their competitions. How do you feel about that, George, how they got it restructured?
Nah, no comment.
I get a whole lot of good out of Jeff, and I have a feeling Brian's about in the same boat too. So
I mean, you can't run half a NASCAR season and win a championship, in my opinion. I mean, he put in a lot of work and, you know, sitting in on the board meetings and stuff, but, you know, barbecue ain't just 12 competitions. It's a whole season.
Yeah.
That's my opinion of it.
Well, even Casey Bass, you know, as many as you could there, you know, they take your top 10 in Casey Bass. And, and I think they're trying to get in the format. I know with Seth over here, they took the top five or top six in SBN. Of course, you know, SBN doesn't do near as many as y'all do a year. But, and I know they're trying to keep it, you know, all kind of harnessed in and everything. And, I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, for the people out there hitting it every week, I mean, like you and Brian and Jeff, you know, it kind of hurts a little bit because, you know, y'all out there doing it every week. But, you know, if you got somebody that's has a, you know, another job or whatever, you know, they still got a shot at doing it. But in reality, though, guys, if you're not out there pretty much about every week, you're going to lose a little bit
you
of your head.
And you can't stay consistent.
No, and that's why you got to – I know it's a knock on the chin, but that's why you got to look at it. I mean, you know, if you don't win, you may learn something, what not do next time or add something next time or something. Because, you know, barbecue, you can be first one week and fifth or sixth the next. So,
yeah, I can definitely speak to that. You know, if I've been consistent, if I've been consistent this year, I'd have been really on fire.
Yeah.
That was my problem. Either I won or we wasn't in the top 10. And that was a battle I fought all year long.
You're either one or done.
You're right.
But, you know, it happens to all of us and everything. And, you know, like I said, it can be good and it can be bad. First season when you have a change like that, it's not really all that good. So, you know, you just got to play your odds. And, you know, like I said, you still got 12 competitions. And, you know, they're taking your highest scores. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, but, I mean, we come in first last year in the competition. And if we were in the same format, we couldn't even use that score. Yeah,
exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, that's my only thing about it is, you know, if I win that competition, you know, why can't I can't use that score because I didn't score high enough. And then I had to drop down to my sixth place score to, you know, if we were in that same scenario as this year, I'd have to use a sixth place because that's the way it would work.
But, see, I'm a big fan of the points like KCBS go by where you place. And, you know, I was in the GBC, and I had some really good high placings, but the scores weren't there. Some scores up around Atlanta typically scores a lot higher than other places. And, you know, if you're not up there and you don't win it, then, I mean, you know, in KCBS, you get a 704 and a 706. Most of the other competitions are around 680s. Well, hey, you're 40 points ahead of everybody else right there. So,
you know, like in the South Carolina. I mean, at the beginning of the season last year, if you were scoring 1,500, you got a 15, you were first place. By the end of the year, if you wasn't a 15.5, you wasn't in the top five.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. So that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm a big fan of placement because that shows more consistency than scores. The scores show the consistency of the judging, which is not there. I don't care what section body you go to, the consistency in judging is not there.
That's never going to be consistent.
No, and we know that. So that's why, you know, as teams, this is for any of you organized, whatever, we like to go on placings because it shows you consistency in certain areas. You know, if I get a 15 here and win, and I get a 15.70 here and win, I'm fine. If I get a 15.70 here, and I don't place in the top five, and I get a 14.9 over here and win, that just ain't right, you know?
Yep.
But, I mean, I agree with y'all. I really wish GBC would go towards placing. Because I had a lot of high placings, and the scores just weren't quite there. And, you know, I would have done a whole lot better than GBC and a lot of other teams. And what that does, it tightens you up, you know, with your scoring is where you place. And it's probably a learning year. And just have to grit your teeth and get through it. But, you know, like I said, it's something like that, I think would have to be you take your top 20 teams from a year and let them vote on it or something like that, or top 30, you know.
get them an email out, we're voting on this or whatever. You know, see what kind of format the teams want, because basically that's who you're trying to please. And you're trying to do it as fair as possible. So
yeah, well, this whole thing in South Carolina come up by some of these guys that, you know, that wasn't able to get out there and cook like we did. And, you know, they wanted a chance at this competition, and they think that they can still go in there and only cook 12 competitions and come out with a championship. Well, somebody can, but it's still going to be to the advantage of the guys that go every weekend.
Yeah, with
even
you guys,
though you only got to cook 12.
With you guys there, I highly doubt it, because like I said, I've cooked against y'all. I've got my butt kicked by y'all. And, you know, it goes along the lines, like I said, I do two, maybe three SCBAs a year. And, you know, it's just totally different from what I'm used to cooking. I mean, I don't do overly bad, but like I said, it's all has to do with flavor profiles, presentation, everything that y'all know are hitting on them judges, you know, at that time. And like you said, if you're not out there every week and keeping up with the curve, because you're never staying with the exact same recipe you start with at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's just tweaked. Yep. And it depends on what part of the state you're cooking in.
Exactly. That's another thing. You go by geographical issues, and then you go by, you know, and a lot of these, you know, I really want to know how the judges are split up between women, older people, and, you know, the middle age. I really like them, you know, to be split up so you know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their palates are totally different, you know, from one to the next. But, you know, like I said, I feel y'all's pain, and, you know, I don't know how – I think I've got two SCBAs on my schedule this year. I don't know how many I'm going to be able to do. I like seeing y'all and cooking with y'all and everything, but, you know, y'all just kick my butt too much, so. I'll get y'all back in Charleston.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll throw my 2 cents worth in there. You know, I feel George's pain. It was a lot of time, a lot of hours sitting down discussing this, trying to pull the whole group together to come up with the best case scenario. And you know, I have won competitions with a 14-8 last year, and I have lost competitions with a 15-8 last year. But as a group, we tried to pull it together to. I don't know, see what the best across the board would be. And that's the beauty of the SCBA is, you know, it's a cooker's organization. It's a judge's organization. We have the board's ear. The board will listen to anything we bring to them. Now, whether they will act immediately or go your way or go to the left, they are listening. And they're trying to make it one of the best organizations to cook in and cook for. You know, this was the point system or the scoring system of 5 years ago, and we changed it to a more of a NASCAR, you know, format. And, you know, I agree with George and Jeff. We cooked our butts off last year. I mean, when you start cooking 24 weekends, I mean, that's every other weekend you're sleeping in somebody's parking lot or out in the middle of somebody's field. And, you know,
I told Larry at the end of the year, I'm sure we'll be glad to spend a Friday night in my bed instead of that trailer.
I
couldn't sleep that first Friday night because I wasn't used to being cramped in that trailer.
Yeah, supposed to be in the trailer on Friday night.
All right.
And you know, yourself, I mean, we do it because we love it and enjoy it, and I'm not cooking 24 events this year. I'm not running for a points championship this year. I mean, I've been second 3 years in a row to George twice and Doug out of Charleston the 3 years ago. So far as I'm concerned, points-wise, I'm just cooking to have a good time and going where the purses are and going to relax and enjoy myself. As a group, we sit down and says, okay, here's 5 ways we can do it. What makes sense? What is the majority or the group going to go with to try to make the most sense? And you know, this is what we threw against the wall, and it stuck. We're going to give it a run and see what happens. But that's the joy, you know, the great thing at SCBA. We will sit down and discuss it, you know, halfway through the season, all the way through the season, you know. And I don't think there's anybody on that board that's too big of a man that can't say, holy crap, we screwed up, guys. And readjust and relook at it. So It's nothing set in concrete. We will do what makes sense for the organization, for the cookers, for the judges, because bottom line, we're all doing it for fun of it. None of us are going to become a millionaire out here doing it. Might get a TV spot every now and again on a commercial when the camera goes by you, but other than that, you're doing it because you love to do it, you know? And the human aspect of it, we can never control. You can train 10 judges and have them follow you around every competition all season long, and your score will not be the same week in, week out.
Nope, you're right.
Unless you go to Clover.
Well, you know, I'm kind of partial to Clover because it's right here in my back door, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was hotter this year in Clover than I think I've ever been, except for Greenwood 2 years ago. I thought I was going to die out there.
That's why I got Clover and Aiken on my schedule, because that's right at y'all's back door.
Yep.
Well,
you ain't
going to
come to Aiken, George.
No, I'm going to come down there and eat at the pizza joint. That's it.
Well, come on up there. I'll feed you some good barbecue.
I've seen the five you places you're going to cook at. So.
I bet so. Ross, are you still on? Ross, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What's your opinion on this new scoring system, Russ? You were a champion with that system. How you think about it?
It's all right.
Now, Russ, y'all got a score coming up, too. I've got another number, a 336 number. Do y'all know who that is?
No.
No,
I think Jack's a 270 number.
Okay. I didn't know if it was Jack or not. But I know y'all have a school and everything coming up here shortly. I want you to go ahead and plug it in, too, while we're talking.
The Kellogg Pitmaster College School will be March 8th and 9th here in Somerville. The 2-day event, we started out noon on Friday, and we teach ribs, pork, chicken, whole hog, and brisket. And we kind of do a simulated barbecue competition, which is put the folks in the teams, and it's a pretty fun event. And we go through everything from meat selection, prep, seasoning, the cooking process, even box building and the SBN and KCBS box building. And we also have a live judging session. We have certified judges come in, and you can watch them as you judge each of the boxes and score them and ask questions of the judges during the process. That alone is a priceless experience to go through to see real judges judge your barbecue and ask them why they judged and scored how they scored. We've been doing this. I've been involved with Pitmaster since 2008, and we've had folks all over the country, Texas, Chicago. Every year I've been involved, we've had somebody from Canada come down. It's amazing. But all the country, all over the world come in, and it's a great time. Yeah, we do cover SBN, SCBA type of cooking, as well as KCBS, all types of cookers out there, Alvarons, Tuckers, Hammett, Blackwood cookers. I think Seth brings his UBS is out there. So any type of cooker you want to see, it's usually out there to watch to see how it performs.
Well, y'all have a lot of not only teams that have taken the Class 1 Grands, but y'all actually have a lot of Grand Champions teaching the classes, too, and which makes it for a full, real experience down there. And like I said, so far tonight we've got three really good competition classes going on, one in January, one in February, one in March. I'll take each of them and see what you can come up with. But, you know, as far as the listeners, I mean, you can't go wrong with these classes. It's, you know,
can I plug one, Jim?
Go ahead.
I'm going to flip it all. I'm going to do just an individual class at a competition. You know, and it will be, you know, everything that I use in the SCBA. You know, just let the people decide if they want to pay the entry fee. That's fine. You know, they'll pay us. If not, we'll pay the entry fee, and then, you know, they'll pay us a fee to learn from the two-time state champions. So.
There you go. Well, I might take that class.
Where is it?
Yeah,
whatever competition you pick, we'll show up.
Well, how can people get in touch with you, George, other than Facebook? I mean, what you got an email address or a phone number?
My email is can'tquitsmoking@hotmail.com. And my phone number is 803-718-7964.
Yeah, that's for all you people who want to cook. I'm going to tell you what, like I said, cookers in Carolina rock. Including you, Russ. And so they beat my butt several times in Fort. Not lately since Jeff helped me out, but, you know, I see what y'all are doing now. But I will admit this, though. Last year up in Tryon, not this past year, before last, Matt did come over and try to give me a few little pointers on some pork and stuff. And
that's good for that. He's good at giving pointers, especially late at night.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the price of a Bud Light, you can get everything out of him.
Matt has become a barbecue icon in South Carolina. If you don't know Matt Gamble, you need to get the new Matt Gamble off QLG barbecue team.
That's it. Everybody knows Matt. They don't know what team he is. They think he's just a roving bum at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he'll wake you up if you ask him to.
Yeah. But,
it's a long clock.
No, it's there's 4 really good classes right there, people. If you want to cook pork, talk to these guys. Now, Russ, how can people get in touch with y'all on y'all's class?
The CarolinaPitmasters.com is a website you can go through and download the forms and enter and submit it online. You actually go to the Carolina Pitmasters has a barbecue Facebook page. You go just look it up on Facebook. That's the best way to get just online. And there is a website you can link. I mean, an email you can link to off the website as well. But CarolinaPitmasters.com, that's the best way to get to it. And I hope to see some folks there this year. And this will be a good class.
That's good. Now, Brian, you're going to be down in North Charleston, right?
Yes, sir. Sure am.
George, you going to North Charleston this year?
No, I don't know. I went down there last year with a problem at a smokehouse. I don't know if I'll get an invitation or not this year.
Well, I think Michael's in it. If I hadn't talked to Michael, you know, he brought my old TNT. Actually, it was my new one.
Yeah.
He's got a message, y'all. He said, y'all better look out because he's been cooking on that thing. And he cooked the brisket, his first brisket thing. He said, man, that ought to be called the brisket magic machine. He said, I'm telling you what. He said, the bar, the smoking, everything on that smoker. He goes, no wonder why I've been getting my butt kicked. And they're really good smokers. Now, Jeff, you're going to be down there in Charleston, right?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, we got on the list.
Gee, I see Russ down there too, so there'll be about 5 of us down there off the show going down there.
You're down there too, right, Seth?
Yeah, I will be there. This goes
okay,
to home.
That's
gotta be.
That's good to the point.
Thank God, Jared, and a couple of folks around too.
So, Seth, while I got you on here, what's, I don't know how much you kept up, what's new with SDN this year? Anything?
What's new? We're trying to introduce at a lot of the events coming up the 4th category of brisket. We're starting to push that pretty heavy to try to round out the judging and cooking field.
Right.
And we got a couple of event organizers that are really looking at that closely. The idea of brisket's really, should we say, enticing them.
Yeah, well, now that not to put you on the back burner, but now that Curology is kind of middle of their way into my brisket cooking, they ought to have a good idea on how to cook a brisket, huh, Russ? Russ, did you hear me?
Yeah.
Now that Curology has cooked beside me enough and asked me enough brisket questions, y'all have it down pat, right?
We got it down pat now. We got this little company out in Iowa we order brisket from. It's figure that out. It's down pat. Yeah.
It's Idaho, isn't it?
Somewhere out west. I don't know. It goes to Seattle to get here by UPS. I don't know.
I don't think.
Something like that.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, see, they double tease him in Matt and Brian. And Brian, you just can't say no or stop or whatever. I mean, he's just a hell of a guy. And it's kind of funny up at the fans if Strategy could have finished in the top, what, 25 in Brisket, y'all would have moved on to the Nationals. And,
that's a nightmare. Don't bring that up again. We were about 1.2 points from going to Bentonville last year, and I think if we'd ordered the higher quality brisket, it would have been a no-brainer we'd have been there. If we'd have came in the middle of a pack, we'd have won that event, actually. All other three categories came in, like third in chicken, seven in pork, eighth in ribs, and against some of the best cookers in the country. So we knew we were in, and getting that 29th in brisket and didn't go to the next level, that hurt. But you know what? We learned a lesson. We figured it out. We move on and we conquer this year.
I just wanted to let when Brian came over, of course, y'all took him right off my back door, and I was trying to taste the brisket. And he tasted it. He goes, "Wow, that's beefy." I went, I got fourth in this. Where did that finish?
Hey, we finished 29th. You know what the worst part is? That's probably the best providing brisket we cooked all year. And it was a really good brisket. But against that prime and that Wagyu stuff, it can't hold a light to it. We did cook a Wagyu up in Lawrence, first time out, using the same technique we do with sort of an Angus that came out of fourth. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. So I think with that quality of meat and the other three categories we got down, I think we're in for a special year this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be going up against you a lot, and it's always good to see you guys. We always have a good time. You know, Dan kind of likes y'all, and I didn't think he did, but kind of. And,
I like Jim, she brings those cookies out, too.
Yeah, that's it. Cookies and what? Chicken salad.
Chicken salad, that's what I had, too.
But, yeah, it's really good here. All right, Steph, you still there? Mr. Watari.
Well, I'm still here. I'm just talking into a muted phone.
Oh, okay. So I saw on Facebook that SPN was going to have started kind of tentatively making a schedule, I guess. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, that's right. Our first event's going to come up on February 15th in Augusta, Georgia there, right in your backyard.
I kind of like that. I don't have much traveling expenses.
Well, since you're close, we can count you in, right?
I've already signed up.
Good. Our second event's going to be in Holly Hill. That's going to be a whole hog contest. It's one of the few whole hog contests left in South Carolina. Most of the organizers have gone to Butts and Shoulders. And then we're going to go off to a farmer's market right there in Columbia, smoke at the farmer's market on the 22nd, 23rd of March. So we got a couple events coming up. They look really good.
Yep, I'll be there too. Now, isn't there one in Somerville on the 4th and 5th of April?
April 5th and 6th. That's Smoke at the Lodge. It'll be right here in downtown Somerville next to the railroad tracks. And I think all barbecue events happen right next to the railroad tracks for some reason. But it's a great event. It's held the same weekend as the Azalea Festival. So, if the family's not into barbecue, maybe they're into some of the other stuff, and they could always come back and enjoy the barbecue.
Now, how many meat competition is that?
That is a one meat competition.
Okay.
So it's pork. You give it your best shot, and you cross your fingers.
Yeah.
Sometimes the rib throw down also. Sometimes they have a rib throw down in that competition too amongst the cookers.
So you got
that's kind of a side bet there.
Yeah, it's a sideshow.
Sideshow. Well, if you're out for I was cooking butts, you might as well cook that too, right?
Right.
So I saw Spruce Pine was coming back, and Charleston Harbor's coming back, and I meant to ask Brad if McCormick was coming back this year. I don't know. But Union's going to be back, so, you know, I'm kind of tentatively set my schedule up. That's why I'm saying it's not ever going to be done, because I know how SDN is about, you know, that they'll set some dates, and for some unknown reason they'll move them or whatever. And so, you know, I'm trying to get some out of the way early in the year, so just in case it conflicts my other schedule or whatever, you know, I'll be set on that. Now, is the point system going to work the same way as it did this past year, Seth?
It certainly will. And don't forget, we're going back to Spruce Pine this year for July 19th and 20th up in the nice cool mountains.
Yep. That's the same time I think Maggie Valley's supposed to have the next weekend, KCBS event, State 2.
That's
so,
correct. Maggie Valley's 26th, 27th.
Yeah. What, I've got a guy holding on here, 336-416-6183. Who do we have?
Yeah, forgotten already, Jim. This is Roger.
Oh, hey, Roger. Well, I recognize I couldn't. Yeah, I have, because you ain't called in like 2 months, 3 months. So, how you doing, Rob?
I've got recipes so I can cook, beat the rest of these South Carolina teams.
They're tough, aren't they?
That's why I'm sure, Roger. How you doing, man?
We haven't been out since November.
Now, you've been in, you were in the hospital for a little while and some dire pain, hadn't you?
Yeah, those kidney stones are a killer, I can tell you. So if anybody's listening that can relate to that, then if they ever get infected, you're in for absolute hell.
Yeah, I saw you were in the hospital and Marsha was posting stuff. And, of course, I hadn't done a show in 3 weeks. So, you know, yeah, I forgot a few of the numbers. I don't have my list in front of me either. So, but just, you know, with Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and then I was sick as a dog last week after I came back from Arkansas. I couldn't do a show last week, and I had to there. I couldn't do it, and I was going to try to line up and have a big headline show up here tonight with a bunch of Carolina teams, and I guess you fit the bill. You're in Carolina. You're in North Carolina, but you're in Carolina.
Well, I just had to get up here and keep North Carolina in front of all these South Carolina teams just to rub it in. Especially after last night's Pitmaster show, that showcased the best of North Carolina.
I see that.
put some rhyme there, Roger.
Well, just rhyming my beat every time I see it.
Dad's like, who's that? I said, I don't know. He goes, I thought you knew all of them. I said, they don't compete. Nobody knows these guys. I said, you know, they have restaurants. That's not what they were going for. I was hoping they'd be like a competition team slash restaurant. And, but, you know, we didn't see that going home. So,
I started laughing when I saw the lead floor. I had to hit the floor when I heard I'm going to brine my meat.
I thought that was better than that, Roger.
It was all over then. We had to go get a bed. No, I can't handle this.
I got one better than that. I used the end of a shop vac to pump air into my offset smoker because my guru messed up. Actually, it didn't mess up. I didn't have it here, but I used the end of the shop vac and the pipe, the hard pipe, and it fit right over my my porthole on my intake at my firebox. And it kept my smoker, yeah, I'm glad, it kept my smoker at 275 degrees for 12 hours. So I was kicking a lot of butts for Jan on that thing, and I'll tell you what, it impressed me.
I am guilty of using a space fan on my hog cooker. I mean, you know, we've all had to break down these things we really don't want to do, but oh, God, that was just so funny. I didn't know what to do with myself. I really did.
Well, you got to adapt with whatever you got, right? So, you know.
At certain times.
I will show you the one.
Jim, you're in the same business I'm in. I can imagine if I'd got one of my Echo backpacks on there and said that little thing you got dude's head. I think I'd bump the smoker away.
I can't believe them poor last all over the place in there. I mean, that's just, I don't know.
It kind of shocked the hell out of me, and I said, nah, I've done some redneck things, but that's redneckness at the finest right there. I said, I don't know if I could do that. I said, I'd have ash all over the place. It'd be a forest fire somewhere. You know, it would not be good. So, so you're heading to, you know, I'm going to have Troy Brock on here next week talking about the Sam's Club. And you're going to be up in Nashville this year, aren't you?
For me? No,
yeah,
Asheville, yes, Asheville. Yeah. I thought you said Nashville. I hate to see them leaving from Greensboro, but I'm sure they have their reasons.
Yeah.
So we're pretty full slate on schedule this year. But I'm going to do something I really have never done in my life, and you know, perhaps you guys need to consider. There's a steak cook-off in North Carolina, and I think y'all just gonna try it. It's called the North Carolina Steak Cook-Off Championship. It's in Winterville, North Carolina, and it's April 12th and 13th, which fits our schedule very nicely. But I've just never done a steak contest in my life, other than, you know, like Papa Joe's and all that good stuff. But these folks are pretty serious about that, and I think we're just gonna give it a try and see what happens.
Yeah, we did one up in Lincoln, Georgia, 2 years ago. It was a double elimination round format. They had like 25 teams. We made it in the top 10. We were eighth then. Then we finished either third or fourth overall out of the next round. And the judges up there, I'm going to be honest with you, all they wanted was salt and pepper and cooked right. That's all they wanted.
Well, this situation here is a $100 entry fee with some caveats, which are, they want the steak cooked medium, and that stinks for me, but whatever the judges want, that's what we'll do. They provide all the meat, and the real drawback is they expect you to cook 30 steaks.
How many?
30. Lord. So, you know, for $100 entry fee, I guess I can work for a little while, but I just bring that up just because I thought it was a nice, interesting twist to the cooking that we like to do. But the rest of our schedule, we're looking at the typical contest, Kings Mountain, Lexington, Annapolis, and I think Annapolis was totally knocked out of Waynesboro. Gosh, I hate that. I really enjoy cooking with those girls down there, but this cook-off is like 26 miles from my house, so I don't have any choice. And then, you know, we're going down to do the typical ones that we all are familiar with, Sam's Club, Evans, Tryon, Greenwood, Maggie Valley's got a new contest this year. So, well, not new, it's returning, let's put it that way. But the real exciting addition here, and I think we've talked about in previous shows, is Labor Day weekend. We have on schedule the Tracy's Landing, Maryland cook-off up there, as opposed to that garbage, South Carolina. And so I am so looking forward to that one. You guys got me all hyped up for that last couple of months ago when we were talking about all that.
Yeah, Mark, what did Mark Breen just tell me? I know Mike Richard talked about it, Chicks Flying Bovine. I think Mark Breen did too. And they both heard a lot. I mean, that's another contest where they really take care of the cooks and they have a good time. They get all the cooks together on several social areas, and it's not like one hell of a cook. I don't know if we can swing it. I'm going to have to see what we got going on that weekend, but I know I saw on a thing, Seth, I think they're supposed to have another SBN in Charleston, and if it wasn't any more money than what they've had been, I won't be going back there. You know, are they planning on doing one in Charleston this year? I mean, in Myrtle Beach this year? Or?
Right now, yeah, that's a good question. That event's up in the air for KCBS and for SBN. So
yeah.
I really don't know.
Yeah, they're still looking for I guess you want to call it the Asian driver in a expedition or whatever, driving across a bridge. you know, I've heard stories about it.
Well, you know, sometimes it's genetic. Some people are just great escape artists and others aren't.
You know, I'm considered a redneck, and I don't even think I would have done that. But you know, I got to take my hat off to you. That was that probably made the trip worthwhile, right there. That was funny. I don't care who you are. That was.
I'm just glad that bridge wasn't 6 inches narrower.
You told your mirrors in and go, right?
I had to teach the trailer wheels how to bow themselves.
Yeah, because I thought Chris, he said, I went right. We're just how did Seth get? I didn't see him. I said, he went left. He goes, left? It wasn't left. That was a bridge. I said, there you go. He went across the bridge. I said, yeah. I said, you didn't see people jumping in the water?
Well, you know, I started across it, and I said, let's see. Trailer weighs 3,800 pounds. Truck weighs 7,000 pounds. That's a little over 10,000. I said, nah, the bridge looks pretty good. I just drive fast.
Yeah, I got this.
Hey, Seth, as an engineer, it's probably better to save about three there, so you're probably good for about 50,000 pounds on that thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try it again, though.
Yeah, Russ is an engineer. He can figure it out for you.
I'm too lazy. I've got all that stuff.
That's it.
Something about dynamic loading.
From cookbook recipes, as we called them, and you just plugged in the numbers and the computer gave it to you, so you were okay.
So,
have you ever done that Gainesville cook on the Lanier down there? I'm looking at that one. I can't make up my mind, so I'm looking for any recommendations.
I cooked it this past year in November, and it's a pretty good contest. It's they got good water, good power. That's definitely plus. They got good trash pickup. You're kind of right there by the boat. One parking lot over from Boat Ramble, it's kind of like crushed stone, almost sand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, but it's a good venue. It's nice. You're close to some eating areas and stuff right there, right off of. You're about, I don't know, 8 miles above Gainesville, I think it is. But it's a nice setting. You're kind of tucked back in. You know how those state parks go, so to speak. But I cooked it this year for the first time, and I enjoyed it. I'll be up there in May.
Well, on schedule. I'm going to let Bobby Roberts talk me into that one because I was going to go to Chesapeake, Virginia. But I understand the purse is a lot better there. So I'm still trying to decide between Greer, South Carolina, or Amelia Island. But I'm getting the theme of your show. So don't let me hijack anything.
No, we're all just sitting around here talking. We looked at Amelia Island, too. It's got a lot more prize money in it. Well, at least double of Greer, if not 2.5 times what Greer is. So the thing about Greer is if you don't win it, you're not going to break even, you know, because the different categories don't pay out enough to really cover your expense if you win one.
Okay.
And we've done good in Greer, but we may go down to Amelia Island this year. That's one I got a question mark on right now. So now, if we're not doing the one the following weekend, we'll probably definitely go down to Amelia Island. You know, if we don't do one on Labor Day weekend, we'll go to Amelia Island. And that's probably what's going to set it, you know, what we're going to do. But like that.
A lot of things about Amelia Island is down there.
And if you got Kenneth Hall. Kennesaw, Georgia is a good contest to cook in.
I didn't mean to cut you off. The delay here throws me a little bit. Seth, I know the contests are always evolving, and you guys are adding them in for this again. What contests are there in March and or April that you guys have going on?
Well, in March we have the starting on the 15th, the Holly Hill event. That's a whole hog event. Following weekend is smoking at the farmer's market there in Columbia. That's the one you cooked last year.
Yeah.
On the 22nd, 23rd. And in April, we got smoke at the lodge, and then we have the, it was called Summer
Southern Flame last year, which is the barbecue for baseball here in Somerville at the Ponds.
Sounds interesting. Right now I got April 13th, 20th, and 27th booked up in April. But is the West Columbia Cup going to be pretty much the same? They call it the Commissioner's Cup or whatever?
Yeah, the proclamation was signed by the governor to make it a state championship. And we'll be back in there at the under those steel garages or steel barns at the farmer's market.
Good deal. Did a good job there last year.
Yeah, that was a great setting.
Yes, it was.
I think everybody liked it. Now, you still cooking two meats at that one?
It'll be two meats and something on Friday night. They're talking about a wing throw down for Friday night.
I threw out my best with anything but last year and didn't win, so that's it for me.
You know, those Cherry Jubilees won't win every time, but they sure taste good.
I know, so I stopped by the judges, you know. And I thought, well, rats, this is... Of course, I'm going to eat it too, you know. That's the only reason I do these anything but, because that's my dinner as well. And
yeah.
So,
you're cooking anyway, you might as well cook, right?
We had a good time out there. I had Kevin helping us, and that's when I learned the value of having somebody to help you when you do these cook-offs. I've been doing it myself for all these years, but finally understood that you got somebody in there that understood the whole process. It was a big help.
Yep, it sure is. But, you know, sometimes you get in your own little clique and everything, and it's good to do something by yourself. But like I said, every once in a while, it's nice to have some help. And I know Brad does a lot by himself, and he just came back online, so I plugged him in. So, but anyway, you know, it has its advantages and disadvantages. So, you know.
I know the whole lot depends on what you use to. I could imagine cooking a cook-off without Marcia or at least somebody doing things that, gosh, I hate washing dishes or anything else. I hate it.
You just use a lot of lifting pans, Roger.
I use a lot of disposal items.
Roger, you know, I started cooking several events this year by myself. Nona wasn't able to join me. And I tell you, it's the things that they do automatically that we just don't, well, we don't realize that when they're not there, man, that's a lot of work on us all of a sudden.
Oh, man. I tell you, there's a whole lot of work out there. The stuff Marcia does is incredible. And I know that. And I try to make sure she's well rewarded.
You know, Jan came this year and helped me a lot more than she has in the past, and that was a big plus. I mean, just, you know, especially like when all the turn-ins were done and just having that, you know, hour and a half, and you didn't have to worry about cleaning up because she kind of did it as you went along while you were doing your stuff. And it does. It makes a whole lot easier to get out there. So, Brad, are you online? Or are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. Boy,
you sure have been quiet. Brad, you got to quit talking to us.
No, he went and ate dinner and came back. I know what he did.
Well, no, Tandy's going to, she leaves for work at 8:15, and I try to spend about 20 minutes with her before she goes to work. You know, it wasn't 20 minutes I wanted to spend with her, but, yep. It was 20 minutes nonetheless.
Well, says on fire, but no.
So, Brad, where are you cooking this year?
I am going to be concentrating on the FBA. Cooking by myself and that 1 hour turn in window is really nice. There's no garnish in the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I love you guys. I love every one of you that compete in Carolina and in North Carolina and Georgia. But the people that I've gotten into down there, I really like them. They all hang out Saturday night. We party pretty hard Saturday night, and they seem to like our food there. They really like that smoking cold sauce that we've been using, and there's real fun events. They're usually based around a rodeo, and they got concerts, and the weather's always real nice, it seems like. I really loved FBA. It's a real neat contest. I score well in appearance and taste always down there. Usually, if I can get my tenderness just right, we do really well. And I love that 1 hour turning window. I think you turn in a better product, and you're not all maxed out for 2 hours. And I really enjoy it down there. I wish y'all come down. We've already done two comps this year. I was in Naples and Fort Pierce. And I'm hoping that I can carry my momentum. I usually do well in the beginning of the year. I know Jim's been practicing and all, but I hope it carries some cooking momentum in the Augusta. And, we got Lakeland down there at the end of the month, and then we're going to Winter Haven also. So I'll have four contests before we even get to Augusta. And so we did 42 events last year, so we do a lot of them.
Yeah, FBAs, I did one last year, and Brad was down there, and I was a one and done, I guess. Now, FBAs are really good. They do have an hour turn-in. You don't have to change your flavor profiles, in my opinion, at all. And, the guys are really good. I've met Rub and Damon and two of these other guys that Dana and all them that compete on, on the FBI. I met them up in Nashville and had a really good time. Y'all met most of them up there in Dillard and Franklin last year, too. But it's just a really good group of guys. I mean, it's a tight-knit group. It's, they cook against each other week in and week out, kind of like the South Carolina Forest. And with them being four meets and everything, there's no room for that, like Brad said, hanging out. I mean, their whole weekend is going to be there. And that's kind of cool because I know Roger, y'all don't usually go home for Sunday anyway. And it's pretty good to just sit at the competition, reflect on it, and go eat a good meal and sit around the fire or whatever and BS and just wind down and have a good time and, good food and good friends. Just, I know there are two new sandwiches out there. I think Brad named one the McRub. And I don't know if you saw I put out there the McWoolly.
Yeah. And Roger, one more comment I'd like to make about the FBA is the score sheets are handled a lot better. The big difference between the FBA does not drop the lowest score at the table. You get judged by six scores at your table. You have to impress everybody at that table. Your lowest score is not dropped out. And when you get your award sheet, you taught me a ton up there in, I forgot where was that, Gastonia or it was a Carolina cook-off where Daryl tapes you. Which one was Gaffney?
Oh, yeah, that was a Gaffney, yeah.
Yeah, you taught me how to look at my KCBS score sheet like a golf score and figure everything out. With the FBA, you get everybody's scores from each table, and you can tell whose table you were on, and you can tell if you won your table or not. Where I thought KCBS kind of sends me chasing my tail sometimes because, I don't know if I won my table or not, which is all you can really do. You got to hit a high scoring table. And you've got to win that table. You got to win your table if you're going to win the contest. And with the information the FBA gives you back, I think it helped me be a better cook. And I really like knowing, if I scored 17th in ribs and I won my table, I just hit a bad table. I don't need to change anything on my tenderness scores or whatever. You can tell that if that table was a low-scoring table for the whole contest or not.
I was going to put my input on that, too. You can see which judges consistently scored low or high in those contests, too. You can pick out the tables and the judges' numbers and see how they did. That's what impressed me down in Dublin last year was that, I won my two tables that I got eighth place in. I had a fifth in chicken. I was second on that table. And I had a third in ribs. I was first on that table. Of course, Brad got second in Nolan, but it was really close. It was like a half point separate three of us. But then in pork and brisket, I was eighth on those tables. Well, not only were those the highest scores that table gave that day, you know, I won those two tables. But then you go back and look, and a couple of teams, they had like one Danny's or whatever and somebody else, and they had two briskets on their table. That was it. So, you know, judging is I don't care what you say, it's always got that comparative feature in it. You know, no matter how you judge, you're out, unbeknownst to whoever, you're actually, you know, you're actually comparing it to other ones. So without that many on there, I don't know why they didn't split the table up a little bit, but, you know, and they were first and second in brisket. So it was a little disheartening to see that, but, you know, it is what it is. Like Brad said, you can see who's given what table's going high or low, or, you know, and how you fare. And like you said, makes it a lot easier when you look at it and you don't know if you need to change something or not. And
I'm sure that happens in all organizations. With KCBS and SBN, even it just depends on the number of teams. You know, the FBA, I know, is you cannot judge more than 6 samples of one product, and you know, I believe KCBS has a limit also. But yeah, you know, I think that happens a lot at KCBS and SBN and SCBA too. I know it's happened in SCBA. I watched it, and with the FBA, you can just tell that there wasn't that many boxes that hit that table or whatever.
Yeah, so we've got enough.
Well, here, this is my good KCBS, but gosh, I wish those people would really get rid of that attitude of it's not invented here and reconsider their scoring methods, judging methods, whatever you want to call it. I'm a big proponent of at least a decimal system somewhere and all of that, but because if you ever take a look, I mean a really serious long-term look, at the scoring that you see on KCBS, you see so many ties, and I hate to see that. And I especially hate to see $1,000 per contest on the average invested in these contests and lose by one ratty coin flip of the computer. And I know situations are going to arrive where you have to do that, but if people were to take a long look at all the scoring and stop, you know, there's a massive amount of time, and I just wish they would reconsider a whole lot of what they do.
Well, they could do a half point in between each one and eliminate a lot more, too, you know, because that gives the judges a little more freedom to score up or down on something that's not perfect or is perfect, and, you know, then when you figure in the factors, it's going to throw so many more variables in it, and I'm a big advocate going to 0.5 or something. But FBA is, you know, 10th point increment, so you have very, very few ties in that. And, you know, like I said, I like the way that FBA's got the format set up, and, you know, they've gone a little bit further in the thought process on the judging and stuff. And I don't think you're getting fair and precise as what FBA's done. So, yeah, I mean, SBA's come a long way, and it's a really good organization. I wish they had a few more up in Georgia and moved some to Carolina or something. So, you know, more and more teams can get interested in it and do what Brad does and travel a little bit. You know, not everybody can take off on Wednesday and come back on Monday and then go back out on Wednesday, but, you know, Brad can. But
Thursday, FBA and GBA cooks. It's just too far for me. It's just not practical. And but on the same note, this is the first year, and I think we have 11 KCBS cook-offs in North Carolina. And then you had Seth, or Seth, where is it, up in the mountains? Spruce Pine. You got that cook-off up there. Yeah, that's awesome. We got some good opportunities close to home, which really helps the travel budget.
Yep, it does. Like I said, Brad, he likes to go down to Florida. He's got it set up down there and everything. He's got his got it clicking. But I think what really sets him up for his Florida barbecue competitions is he swings by Jam, which is every Thursday now. It's his ritual. And he's got to get one of the cookies, I know, if not two.
Yeah.
But she takes care of him down there. She takes care of him.
Pick up some of Jim's brisket to take with you and turn that in.
I tried to buy some last week. They said no. I go on eating 9 slices of brisket. They looked at me funny.
We got another caller on 864-993-9056. Who do we have?
Hey, Jim. It's Gene with Backwood Barbecue.
Hey, man. How you doing, Big Gene?
Doing good.
You got my hat on?
I did yesterday. I sat there and me and Tifa, we worked on the audition a little bit yesterday. And so hopefully we're going to get it sent in this week.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you
don't use your label, do
you? You're a man.
I said, he doesn't use leaf blowers, does he?
No.
He was talked on earlier by Jeff and them about his big black cowboy hat and stuff. So, but Brad, let him know how that all came about. But yeah, you're talking about South Carolina about coming in and throwing a monkey wrench in everybody's competition plans. That's what Brad taught him everything he knows, so blame Brad.
That's right. Yeah, Brad showed me a lot. You actually showed me a few things on my brisket, too. I've actually been doing pretty good with my stuff.
Yeah, that may have been a mistake.
He won't give me his mustard sauce recipe, though. That's all I want, his mustard sauce recipe, and he won't give it to me.
I got a winning recipe for that, gee.
Well, I like you bringing it home. He makes the best mustard sauce I've ever had, and he won't even give me none of it.
I'll give you a good mustard sauce recipe. I just don't recommend that you use it in competition.
No.
Yeah, I recommend
it.
I recommend using it in about a month. So, what you got on your plate this year, Gene?
I was getting ready for that. I reckon I'm gonna come down to Augusta, the wine is wine. Already signed that fit. I think we already sent my money in for Buford. I think my wife was supposed to send in, I reckon, Columbia down there, what, March the
22nd,
23rd. Yeah. We've made up a list. I'm hoping to do anywhere from 25 to 30 this year. I did 13 last year, so we're going to, I'm going to leave out at 5 in the morning. I'm going to head down to right there close to South Georgia, pick up a new 30-foot barbecue trailer in the morning.
Have they got yours ready?
Yeah, I was supposed to go today. Ended up, they were finishing up putting a new awning and all on it. And so I just told them I'd come in the morning. So we're going to leave out early, take off down, pick it up. Then I'm going to go by Ben. And he's supposed to be trying to work on something by putting a new smoke on the back porch.
Must be nice.
I had to get me a sleeping quarter for my wife and the girls when they go, so I can put them up front, have the kitchen there, and then put the back porch. So 30 foot ought to be enough.
Well, like I said, it's you can't go wrong with one of those trailers. You know, there's several different makes and models out there, but you know, those are becoming more and more the norm for the so-called competition barbecue cooks. So. You know, I expect you'll see more out there on the tour, so to speak. But we're looking to get one, but I got to get rid of mine first. So, you know, we're not looking real hard. But anyway, if anybody needs a gooseneck, 30-foot gooseneck trailer loaded, you know, we're willing to sell ours.
And it's a nice trailer, too, because, like I said, you price a gooseneck, and they high.
Oh, yeah. Well, it pulls so good, you know, the weight's in the center of the bed and everything, and it pulls really good. Turn, you just make some wider turns, but it does really good on the road and stuff. I can't complain a whole lot. You know, you don't get that bouncing effect, and, you know, we got all the tires fixed. I know last year it was a big joke on the thing. I ended up replacing all 4 tires. It was all said and done because I think they were dry rotted and, you know, they looked new, but we actually found out they were 2004 tires. So they had a little age on them. They didn't have wear, but they had age, and they were just splitting. Of course, one on the way to Charleston.
one on the way to Nashville, one on the way to Columbia, and then one at the Boss Hog. I think Roger remembers that one. It was leaking on me when I got to the contest. So, anyways, they're all brand new and all ready to roll. So, but anyway.
Tire issues.
Yeah, you gotta love it. You had issues too. Did you ever get a new awning on your bus?
Well, we had to replace two tires on the way to Nashville last year, but we got past it. We got through it.
Now, Roger, did you get your awning replaced?
I am still working feverishly on that motorhome. Well, that's a lot. I've been tied up for a month and a half. So. But anyhow, I got a game plan lined up, so I know what I'm going to do. I hope I heard your question correctly, because I think I'm giving a silly response to a question I didn't understand.
You got your own?
No, Martian, I got used to doing the easy ups.
Yeah.
And, I kind of like it. I really do. And so,
you duck your head.
Well, I'm not that tall yet. But
I'm talking about when you had your awning up, you had to go around your arm on your awning to get around to it. You know, we're ducking a lot.
Well, in particular case over there, well, you know the type that I am. So when I find the awning at the right price, I'll jump on it.
There you go. That's the spirit.
I just can't see $1,200 for a piece of cloth. I just can't.
Yeah, and it's probably a screwed up color anyway.
No, it is. It's all blue, Carolina blue. Let me add that in there, too.
Yeah, it looks like the Smurfmobile inside. But we have had a lot of people in here before, though, at one time. So.
Yeah, we have, man, I tell you. And, I still got pictures of that, and I still trying to figure out who that strange boy was in there with that big sombrero.
And that was Brad's fault.
Well,
that was my fault.
It was your margarita thing that started it all.
Well, Roger's the one that ran over the sprinkler line.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Roger's the one that ran over the sprinkler line.
I only did what the dude told me to do. He kept telling me. Get up closer. We started got in behind you, so I did.
That water was running everywhere down the street.
He was from later home, and I thought I was going to run him over because he wouldn't back up or nothing, but he just kept giving me that come forward hand motion. And I did.
Well, you know, Roger causes a lot of problems at these competitions. I'm seeing a pattern here.
I'm pretty havoc everywhere we go. And I've got my gray tanks, all gray and black tanks everywhere I go, too.
You've got warrants all over the southeast.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Well, guys, we're going to have to cut the show off, man. I appreciate y'all coming on here. And Brad, you got any shout-outs you want to give to Lang or Smoking Coals or whoever else you're
we're fortunate enough to be sponsored by, Lang Smokers. They send us to a lot of events every year, and we're not a fully sponsored team yet, but we're trying to get there. And we love doing barbecue, so that Lang 84 does me good every weekend, and I like using it. Gene uses one also; he's got a 60, and telling what kind of hybrid model we're gonna have on the back of his trailer, but. Gene cooked a lot with me last year, and I hope to cook with him some this year. And I'm going to hang out with him in his new trailer. He's big enough, maybe I can put me a little bed down in the kitchen or something.
That's like right.
We can pull it with the bus.
There you go.
Take a bath in the
trailer. That's right.
Lane, we had Paul Kurt put on two cooking classes last year. Down at Nahanta, Georgia, and he's talking to me and Brad. We think about doing a hot fast class this year.
That's good. Keep us posted on it. We'll get y'all back on Barbecue Superstars and push it a couple weeks before, and get some more people down to take it. Brad, I do have to ask one thing. Did you see my post about Barbecue Superstars tonight?
No, sir, I did not. Yes, I did.
did.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can be largetime.net in Greenwood. They're the sponsors of us there in Greenwood for the margarita party and whatnot. Largetime.net was one of my first sponsors, and he's got a really cool internet radio show. Too bad you're my cousin. They couldn't make one event, and we filled in for them up in Greer. And they also sent me to Myrtle Beach to cook under Too Bad You're My Cousin name also, just because they was wanting to go and didn't go, and I really wish I would have went to Myrtle Beach. But, you know, I'm a team name don't really mean a whole lot to me as long as I get out and get to do what I like to do. So, there you go.
That's okay. It's whoever, well, it just shows you if someone's going to sponsor you at the contest, that's what you're going to pretty much go up under. So, I mean, I poke fun at Bragg's. I put on there, I think it's too bad Mr. Sparky is Lane's cousin. They're having largetime.net. So,
I just feel like anybody that sponsors me, you know, I try to go a little bit further than just hanging a banner up or whatever. And, you know, it makes them feel good. You know, Mr. Sparky got called for brisket down there in Evans. He was tickled pink, and, you know, he does a lot of electrical work there, and he's a good friend of mine, Chris Bunders. And, you know, too bad you're my cousin. Them boys go nuts when they get the call. And I do it every weekend. I don't want the trophy, and I don't want the call. I just want the check. I'm just there. Yeah, I'm just there for my buddies. And, you know, try to change the team name up, give them a little bit more exposure. So
there you go.
Working. Y'all have a great night, and we'll be keeping y'all posted on that hot fast class. And we'll talk to y'all soon. Okay.
Yeah, do that, and we'll get out of here on Barbecue Superstars.
And look forward to the showdown in Augusta at Fireside soon. And
yeah.
I want to openly invite everybody to a throwdown of sorts. I'm going to offer up a challenge to everybody in the listening area to come to the Pine Tree Festival in Waynesboro, Georgia. You know, I want to get Jim there, and I want to get Gary Lanton, Holy Smokes there.
When is
the Pine Tree Festival? They haven't announced that yet. You know, it's kind of a last-minute deal.
And how did you find out about it last
year? You told me about it last year, and we had a great time there. So keep your eyes peeled on that. Maybe let's try to go to the Pine Tree Festival.
Yeah, last year I was looking at that one. I said, that'd be a pretty good one to do, and I was kind of licking my chops. And of course, the missus had other plans, and I'm like, well, if I can't go, I'm going to send somebody I know to go. So I said, but I got plans to touch down there and everything, and he went down there and won the damn thing. So,
Me and Shelby.
But he had a good time. But,
y'all have a great night. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jim. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, Jim.
Seth, you still on here, Seth?
Yeah, I'm still here. Tell you what, we'll catch most of you guys in Augusta in a couple of weeks, February 15th, downtown Augusta.
Yep, that's true. It's a pretty cool little spot down there. It's behind the old train depot. But there is a train right down 6th Street. So, yeah, we'll be by a train there, too.
It never fails.
But, yeah, looking forward to that. We'll see you there, Seth. And I appreciate you calling in and everything. And, you know, you've already been a big part of barbecue, and so just keep it up, man. We appreciate it.
That's really appreciated. We'll see you in Augusta. Be safe.
Okay, thanks. All right, Roger,
you
got any shots?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I want to send a shout out to my wife for her support in our barbecue venture. Also, my sponsor, Charles Society Group. He's working on a new venture now to open a Qology restaurant in downtown Charleston, so that'll be coming out hopefully the next few weeks from now.
Okay. Y'all, you want to reiterate the dates on your class? And we're going to get you on here again before then, but I want people to get it in their mind. You know, this is a big class, and you got a lot
it
of
is a big class.
Pit teaching.
Kilana Pit Masters is a huge class, but it's the longest class of the first historical class in South Carolina. We teach all four KCBS categories, SBN categories, including whole hog. We teach meat selection, meat prep, the cooking process, as well as box building and a live judging session. We can ask questions of the judges during the judging session. So it's a unique class, probably the most unique class in the nation. And we have a lot of barbecue talent, including Seth, Jack Waybor, myself, and several other folks who come in and teach the sessions. But great class. I'm fortunate enough to be in it and be involved with it and look forward to it every year.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you could call in tonight. Like I said, we're looking forward to seeing y'all. I guess we'll see you in Columbia. It'll be the first one we see yet. But anyway, like I said, if you can, get in that Bob-Bomb cook-off. It's a really good cook-off. Y'all will thoroughly enjoy it, and it'll be tops on your list, I guarantee you.
We look forward to it. Thank you for having us on tonight.
All right, you're welcome, buddy. We'll see you in a little, couple months, I guess. Y'all take
care. I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All
right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, well, that completes our show tonight. We had one hell of a show on barbecue superstars, Killer Bees. We had just about all the top teams in South Carolina called in, which was a great, great feat to happen in one night. I've been working on this for 2 weeks, trying to get everybody to call in. I really appreciate all the callers. We've had Jeff Smith from Smoke and Stacks. He's going to be having a class coming up in February. We have Brian Teague from Up and Smoke. He's having a class at the end of this month, the Whole Hog and Ribs. We got George King, the number one team in South Carolina this year. He's going to be doing a competition class, added competition. If you want to learn how to cook some damn good pork, you need to go give George a call and find him on the internet. And can't quit smoking. We also had Russ Cornett from Qology. He's one of the pit masters in the down at the Carolina Pitmaster School coming up in March. They do an awesome job at five category competition. I think Seth Atari was a student there, and he may even be teaching it now. They have several pit masters from all over South Carolina up there teaching it. We've also got Mark Busby calling in. They're going to be doing a class. I think the one with Jeff also, you got JT Handy doing two competition meets, Jeff doing one, and somebody else doing the chicken. So it's a really good couple months of competition classes coming up. And if you want, like I said, if you want to lessen your learning curve, you need to take one of these classes. These guys know what they're doing. They're out there every week competing and everything. They know exactly what's going on. So if you get a chance, take one of these classes. I also had Brad Kay, Lane Smokers, had Gene, which we call Bull. He's cooking on Lane. Then we had Roger Wise from Pickin' Porkers. another great North Carolina team, several grand championships. He's a really good whole hog cooker and a darn right good pit master in any mines. He's helped me out a lot the past couple of years. Seth Vitari was here. He was he won a couple grands last year. He's an excellent cook. I think that's about all we had on here. I can't think of anybody else. If I have, I apologize. But like I said, I thank all my listeners and I thank all of my call-ins. I hope we did you proud tonight, and hopefully you'll get some more business on your classes. And good luck to y'all this year. Everybody's getting their schedules ready for the year, and some people have already got started on them. I do want to give a shout-out to Royal Oak Charcoal. It's American tradition. I'm going to tell you what, Smoked Charcoal is second to none. And, as you know, Up in Smoke cooks on it. Killer Bees won Team of the Year in SBN this year with it. Up in Smoke was second, first runner-up in South Carolina State Barbecue Championship. He cooks on it. Several other really good teams cook on it. And so we're looking for another good year from Royal Oak, and they really take care of us. Also, I want to thank Butcher Barbecue for helping me out personally and with competition and with product. Dave was a great guy. One thing about Butcher Barbecue, you see that number on that website, you call it, he answers the phone. And great guy, great competitor, and, you know, ask him some questions. He's a really good teacher, too. He'll tell you what you need to know to get your product up to par. Excuse me. I'd also like to thank Jeff from Wicked Q for supplying me with his Wicked Q sauce. He's got several really good rubs out there. You can give Wicked Q a try. He's got a brisket, well, 180 brisket rub.
So I'm going to tell you what, he was number one brisket cook in Georgia last year, and he deserved it. He had a really good product, and my hat's off to him. And several really good products coming out of that camp. Also, Phoenix Printing, who does all my shirts and aprons and wraps and hats and all sorts of stuff. Thanks to Joey for helping us get through all this. Greg McCulley from Fireside Outdoor Kitchen and Grills. Without him, we couldn't do this. He's a really good sponsor. He carries, for all you want to know, he carries all of the competition rugs that most of these teams use down there. He doesn't carry this cookie cutter stuff. You know, he cooks new. He has the new rubs, the new flavor profiles. And even though we cook competition, these are really good flavors that will up your game even in at home or in the backyard. So give Greg a call or go down and see the store, man. They got everything you think of in that store. And they do a really good job displaying it. So anyway, that's about it for tonight. And we hope to see y'all next Monday night on Barbecue Superstars. We got Troy Black's going to be on, talking about upcoming Sam's Club. Got David Boots who's going to call in about a new product. Y'all do not want to miss that. You know, he's going to be on the talk. He's, like I said, a good friend of mine and one of my sponsors. And we're both looking for big things this year. And he's got something coming out that's just going to change the barbecue world, in my opinion. His too. And I think you're really going to like it. Also, we might have a couple surprise guests on. And still working on nailing them down. But anyway, look for another really big show next week. And until then, keep on smoking.